Welcome to Introducing Self-Esteem, a Practical Guide. I'm David Bonham Carter, and in this book, we'll explore how to improve your self-image and lead a happier, more successful life. Let's dive into the key concepts and practical techniques that can help you boost your self-esteem. Understanding self-esteem. Self-esteem is the foundation of our mental well-being. It's how we value and perceive ourselves, and it impacts every aspect of our lives. Many of us struggle with low self-esteem, often due to negative experiences or messages we've internalized over time. But here's the good news. Self-esteem is not fixed. We can actively work to improve it. Think about self-esteem as a muscle. The more we exercise it, the stronger it becomes. Throughout this book, we'll explore various exercises and techniques to strengthen your self-esteem muscle. The 5-point system for improving self-esteem. I've developed a 5-point system to help you build and maintain healthy self-esteem. Let's break it down. 1. Self-awareness. The first step is understanding yourself better. This involves recognizing your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. For example, notice when you engage in negative self-talk. Are you constantly criticizing yourself? Once you're aware of these patterns, you can start to change them. 2. Self-acceptance. This doesn't mean being complacent. It's about acknowledging your strengths and weaknesses without harsh judgment. Try this exercise. Write down 5 things you like about yourself and 5 areas you'd like to improve. The key is to approach this list with kindness, not criticism. 3. Self-responsibility. Take charge of your life and your choices. Instead of blaming others or circumstances, focus on what you can control. For instance, if you're unhappy in your job, brainstorm ways to improve your situation or explore new opportunities. 4. Self-assertion. Learn to express your needs and opinions confidently. Practice saying no when you need to and communicate your boundaries clearly. Remember, assertiveness is not aggression. It's about respecting yourself and others. 5. Self-purpose. Define what's meaningful to you. Set goals that align with your values and work towards them. This gives you a sense of direction and accomplishment. Challenging negative beliefs. Now, let's talk about those pesky negative beliefs that often hold us back. These are usually deep-rooted ideas we have about ourselves, like I'm not good enough or I'll never succeed. Here's a technique to challenge these beliefs. The next time you have a negative thought, ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have for and against this belief? Often, you'll find that these beliefs don't hold up under scrutiny. Let me share a story from one of my clients, Sarah. She always believed she was bad at public speaking. When we examined this belief, she realized it stemmed from one nerve-wracking presentation in college. But since then, she had successfully given several presentations at work. By challenging this belief, Sarah was able to approach public speaking with more confidence. The power of self-compassion. Self-compassion is a crucial component of healthy self-esteem. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness you'd offer a good friend. When you make a mistake or face a setback instead of harsh self-criticism, try this. Acknowledge your feelings. I'm feeling disappointed right now. Recognize that everyone makes mistakes. It's normal to feel this way. Everyone has setbacks sometimes. Offer yourself kindness. What do I need right now to feel better? This approach helps you bounce back from difficulties more quickly and maintains your self-esteem, even in challenging times. Building confidence through action. One of the most effective ways to boost self-esteem is through action. As you accomplish tasks and overcome challenges, your confidence grows. Start with small, achievable goals and gradually take on bigger challenges. For example, if you want to improve your fitness, don't start by signing up for a marathon. Begin with a 10-minute walk each day, then gradually increase the duration and intensity. Each small success will build your confidence and motivate you to keep going. The role of relationships in self-esteem. Our relationships play a significant role in shaping our self-esteem. Surround yourself with supportive people who appreciate you for who you are. At the same time, learn to set boundaries with those who consistently undermine your self-worth. Practice being a good friend to yourself. Would you talk to a friend the way you talk to yourself? If not, it's time to change that inner dialogue. Remember, building self-esteem is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself and celebrate your progress along the way. With consistent effort and the techniques we've discussed, you can develop a strong, healthy sense of self-worth that will serve you well in all areas of your life. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of self-esteem. I hope you'll take these ideas and put them into practice. Here's to your journey of self-discovery and growth.